just comply, okay? Just comply. Alright?
Thank you.
Calm down.
Hey, Officer Ramirez.
Come on.
Is this yours or his?
Yours, screwdriver?
Mine.
Okay. Yeah, I went on the passenger side, started asking questions. He just rolled up the window and turned around and started dialing people. I'm like, nope, you're getting out.
I don't understand why they think we're making it up. You know what I mean? Like,
I even told them the statute. I was like, 28-1595, requires me to give your driver's license. I'm investigating you for a crime. Pennsylvania versus Mims, the whole thing.
In early June, I was traveling westbound on 89A, just leaving an amazing yoga class. Sedona Hot Yoga. Was feeling really good, just picked up some juice from the local juicery, and Officer Willitson, badge number 886, had nothing better to do but terrorize and torment a sovereign national.
Hi, I'm Officer Woods from Sedona Police Department. The reason I stopped you is for it appears you have a fictitious license plate on the back of your vehicle.
Well, 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 what do we have here, Officer Willitson? Fictitious plate, huh? Did that hurt your eyes? I don't think it hurt anybody physically. Let's see. Dickey versus Davis. Every citizen has an unalienable right to make use of the public highways of the state. Every citizen has full freedom to travel from place to place in the enjoyment of life and liberty. People versus Nothus. No state government entity has the power to allow or deny passage on the highways, byways, nor waterways, transporting his vehicles and personal property for either recreation or business, but by being subject only to local regulation, i.e., safety, caution, traffic lights, speed limits, etc. Travel is not a privilege requiring licensing, vehicle registration, or forced insurances. I was going 35 miles an hour on 89A due west in a 35 mile an hour zone. I didn't hurt anybody but your eyes and your ego, brother.
Do you know anything about that?
I'm a sovereign human being.
Okay.
And I'm an American national.
Okay. Do you have your driver's license, insurance, and registration, please? No. What?
No.
Do you have any form of ID on you?
No. Matthew Tucciarone is my name.
Okay. All right. So, just so you know,
I've been pulled over a couple times already by state troopers, sheriffs, and this is recognized. Okay.
Okay. I don't agree. So,
okay, well,
I'm going to be honest with you. That's actually a misdemeanor crime for you to display a fictitious license plate.
Okay, hold up, Officer Willitson. Let me remind you again. Thompson versus Smith, another case. The right to the citizen to travel upon the public highways and to transport his property thereon in the ordinary course of life and business is a common right which he has under the right to enjoy life and liberty, to acquire and possess property, and to pursue happiness and safety. It includes the right, in so doing, to use the ordinary and usual conveyances of the day, and under the existing modes of travel, includes the right to drive a horse-drawn carriage or wagon thereon, or to operate an automobile thereon, for the usual and ordinary purpose of life and business. Thompson versus Smith, Lyons versus Danforth. The right of the citizen to drive on a public street with freedom from police interference is a fundamental constitutional right. Citizens have a right to drive upon the public streets of the District of Columbia or any other city absent a constitutionally sound reason for limiting their access.
Additionally, you not providing me with the driver's license is required under Arizona Revised Statutes 28-1595. That is also a misdemeanor crime.
Again, Officer Willetson. Oh my goodness, we're never going to get through this. All right, well, here we go. The real law. The common law is the real law. The supreme law of the land. The code, rules, regulations, policy, and statutes are not the law. Legislated statutes enforced upon the people in the name of law are a fraud. They have no authority and are without mercy. Justice without mercy is godless and therefore repugnant to our United States Constitution. So there you go, folks. The statutes are not the law. I did not break the law, so therefore it is not a crime to display an American national license plate because it's not fictitious. They're the fictitious entities, folks. They are the fraud.
Additionally, all right, go ahead and step out, please. Step out of your car, please.
No. I didn't do anything
Marijuana,
wrong.
Marijuana, I need another unit. Step it up, please.
I did not do anything wrong.
Pennsylvania versus Mims is a Supreme Court case law that says you're required to get it out of that car if I ask you. If you do not, I'm going to force you to.
A second, I'm calling my lawyer.
Okay, get out of your car.
I'm calling my lawyer.
You can call your lawyer if you want, but as soon as another officer gets here, I'm going to force you out of that car if you don't get out on your own. What I'm code for now, he's just not getting out of his car.
I don't need to be under arrest. I didn't do anything wrong.
You're being detained right now. And Pennsylvania versus Mims is a United States Supreme Court case law. You're being detained.
Why?
Because I told you, I'm investigating one crime.
Okay.
You also said you don't have a driver's license, which is another one. And if you don't provide me a form of identification when I'm investigating you for a crime, that is a third crime that I'm investigating you for.
There is no crime.
You are required by law to provide me your true, full legal name if I'm investigating a crime.
Well, this car...
If you do not provide me with your true, full legal name, you can be arrested for that.
Matthew Tuccheroni.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license or any other form of identification?
I am a sovereign being. My name is Matthew Tuccheroni.
Okay.
All right, guys. So, again, he is spitting out statutes. Again, statutes are not law. So, therefore, it is not a crime. So, therefore, to be honest... He's not investigating a crime. I actually don't have to provide him with my identity. But to be honorable as American nationals, just give them your name. That is it. Then remain silent. Like I said in the beginning, in part two, we're going to be discussing what to do and what not to do. So there are some things in here that, you know, I should have handled a little bit different, but I didn't know. I was uneducated at the time. But therefore, going through this, I'm able to educate myself, which I'm then able to educate you guys. And I suggest not bear trapping these cops and going out there and getting arrested. Only use it when necessary. I repeat, only use it when necessary and only do it when you're comfortable and you have educated yourself, okay? Please. Thank you.
Okay. Again, Arizona Revised Statutes 28-1595.
Hi, Officer Beers.
Requires you to show me an ID card or driver's license.
Listen, there's a lot of people in town with the same license plate.
Get out.
No, I'm not getting out of the car.
Okay,
I'm
going to give you...
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right.
I'm not getting out of the car.
Matthew?
I've done...
If you do not get out, I'm going to force you out. Matthew? If you don't get out of your car, Matthew, look at me.
Officer Beers, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Matthew, look at me. If you don't get out, I'm going to force you out. I'm going to charge you with resisting arrest also. So get out, please. Come on.
Sir.
Get out.
There's no reason to act
I've asked
like
you
this.
Probably 10 times to get out.
There's no reason to act like this. There's
get out
no
of your car
reason.
Then. All right.
There's no reason to act like this. There's no reason to
get
act
out.
Like this. Do not touch me.
Get out.
Do not touch
get
me.
Get out of your car.
Do not touch me. Do not touch me. Please. Please do not touch me.
I have asked you 10 times
please.
To get out. Get out
please
on your own then.
What are you doing?
Me. Please do not touch me.
We're Officer Ramirez.
Ow! Come on!
Get on the ground!
No! 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 I didn't do anything, Officer Ramirez!
Okay, alright.
Please,
get on your
I didn't do anything!
Get on your stomach!
Come on!
Just comply!
Just comply!
Just comply!
Just
comply
for now!
Just comply!
Alright, just comply for now, okay? I will give you information if you wish to file a complaint later, okay? But right now, just cooperate, Matthew, okay? Okay? Okay?
Very one thing.
Alright, just listen to me, alright? I just got here, okay? But right now, the best thing you can do is just comply. All right. If you want to file a complaint, I will give you that information. All right. I promise. My superiors will overlook everything. Okay. All right. But he had to repeat himself. All right. Like
stand
I
up.
Said. All right. Just stand,
stand
up.
For me,
stand
okay?
up. All right. Matthew, what are you?
Come on. Let's go back to your car.
What are you doing with the sovereign plate on?
Don't. Please don't. You are detained. You were detained from the beginning when I told you that.
Just relax. All right. I know. Just relax. Okay. Right now you're safe. We're safe. You got a sovereign plate on there. You did comply with my officer here. Okay? All right, just relax, all right? You are safe.
Go ahead and take a seat for me, all right?
Just relax, Matthew, okay?
Just silly. I just want some...
Put your feet
please,
in for me.
I'm not going
to
go
please just listen to my officer. Just
put
listen
your feet
to my
inside,
officer,
please.
I want. Okay? We'll get you some water. We'll make you some comfortable. Right now, we got to do what we got to do, all right? Okay?
What's up?
Just please comply, Matthew, all right? I'm here, all right? Okay? Just comply with this, all right? We'll make you comfortable here in a minute, all right? Just relax.
Watch your leg, okay? Can you watch him for a second?
Yeah,
I didn't get a chance to pat him down. Mary 1, can you run Matthew Tuccheroni from in-house, please, and add him to the call? I believe that's going to be my driver.
Ruger inside the car.
It's a nice car.
I want this to kill
the
weapon.
So the second that you place yourself, even if it's right in the car, and you go through that car, you're responsible for everything that's on that car. Okay, so if you're driving around in that car, you're accountable for it.
All right, you go by Matthew, is that okay if I call you that?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to read you something, okay? So, at this time, you are under arrest. For displaying a fictitious license plate, refusing to provide me with your driver's license, and resisting arrest. Okay? Please listen. I'm going to read this to you, then we can talk a little more, okay? You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk with a lawyer and have him or her present while you're being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you free of any cost to you. You can decide at any time to exercise these rights and not answer any questions or make any statements. Do you understand each of these rights?
All right, guys. There you have it. There's more of the body cam footage. I'm going to show a little bit more. If you heard him just now, Officer Ramirez said there's a Ruger in the car, which is a firearm of mine. So they were going to, they actually took that for evidence. It was concealed in my glove box. Like a good American does. And, they took it for evidence, which we all know, too, that my judge who dropped this entire case stated that it was not evidentiary and that they should have never taken my weapon to begin with, which it wasn't even a weapon. It's just a firearm. Where in this video did you see me ever go for the glove compartment? Did I even have a chance? I don't think so. These cops are very corrupt. This was definitely a sting operation. We found that out kind of in discovery, that this was more of a sting operation than anything. This had nothing to do with a fictitious plate. It had everything to do with my activism and what I've done for humanity in Sedona and by calling out all these corrupt cops. I did a show a few months back with Shelly and her daughter. Same officers, Officer Ramirez, Officer Beers, which is the female, and Officer Willitson, creating a fictitious crime against them to extort money. To extort money. This is nothing more than collusion and extortion. They're extorting money from the civilians of Sedona and the tourists that come here. Shelly and her daughter live in California. They were here on vacation. And I may re-upload the video in the second part from the interview I did with them. Maybe I'll show a clip of it. But same scenario. I found them actually in distress up at Upper Red Rock Loop. They were going for a hike. It was 6 o'clock in the morning, and they were getting harassed by Officer Wilson, Officer Beers, and another police officer. These cops are very corrupt. Very, very corrupt. And come to find out, I got them help, Shelly and her daughter. I got them help, and their case ended up getting dismissed. So this was in February. My arrest happened in June. So February 2021, I cracked the code on Shelly's case. And in June 2021, I'm taken down by all three officers that were involved in that whole entire extortion epidemic. So this was nothing more than a V for Vendetta. They are sick. These cops are sick in this town. And this isn't just in Sedona. This is everywhere in the United States. Okay. Just comply. Just comply, Matthew. Just comply. That's pretty much based off of disorderly conduct, which is based off of a communist rule. Okay. They use that in communist China. Just comply. Just comply. So it goes to show you guys, this isn't just a town. This is our country. This is what's happening in our country. And they are Freemasons. You see in my intro video all the time, Stephen Wilton, all those officers have the Freemason symbol right next to it. Right in plain sight, guys. That's how they do their magic. So stick around for part two. Much love and light. God bless everyone out there. Not so fast, everybody. Don't forget to hit that subscription button, like, and share this channel. Take care.